Current theories, mythological frameworks of science that are completely wrong. Genetic theory, cancer theory. Yes, we want to look inside the body. They don't. They think that accidentally your genes recombine and form a cancer cell. It doesn't matter how many toxins you put in your body or what you're exposed to. Speaking of being exposed, viral theory. Yes, viral theory that you're exposed to something and it replicates wildly and then moves on to the next cell and it's a virus. You know, when people say this in the popular culture, it's going viral. You know what they really mean? They're wrong. Nothing. This is not the way life works. They're talking about bacterial. You know, if something, hey, that's really bacterial. What? It's replicating quickly. I don't know what you mean. It sounds gross. Because viruses don't, you know, they're not alive. They don't really exist in the body. You know, they're the genetic. The current theories that are wrong. Genetic theory. Genetic theory is now so screwed up that they identify viruses or, you know, exosomes, exocellular genetic strands that seem to be coated in a little bit of protein and going places. That's what they used to call HIV, by the way. These exosomes, they now consider this part of the evolutionary process. Not in a dangerous way, but the necessary way. That we internalize the external environment, and that's how we change. And when do we change? We change in the plastic state. We change all the time, a little bit, you know. I mean, that's what's very interesting about the world. It's a fluid system. It's a system full of fluid. This is Truth Frequency Radio. You're listening to the Liam Sheff Show. You can find my work at my website, liamsheff.com, LIAMSCH, like school, EFF, .com. You can find my book, Official Stories, because official stories exist to protect officials at Amazon.com and Create Space. Buy to Create Space. Give me an extra 80 cents. Yes, I was off mic closing a door because I'm getting killed by mosquitoes. Slowly, but sorely. Current theories, mythological frameworks for science that are completely wrong. Genetic theory, like I just said, that would make Darwinian evolutionary theory completely wrong, wouldn't it? I mean, if their theory of how the genome works and how it's read and how it operates, if that's all wrong, if it's a fluid dynamic system, sorry, a dynamic fluid system, then that would make the idea of accidental, slight, and successive, which was Darwin's model, slight, accidental, and successive, really, that was Darwin's model. No, that wasn't how he had sex. That was how he thought life changed. And if you read his terrible book on the origin of species, you can realize that, number one, he has no idea how species originate. Number two, he has no idea how they change. Well, I've read that book, and I looked hard for how did things happen? Well, there's accidental, slight, and successive. What do you mean? Why would anything change anyway? Why, Charles? I asked myself as I was reading the book. I asked him, the ghost therein. Why would anything change? And then it would have to accumulate very slowly so that a worm would accidentally sprout tiny, tiny, pointless nubs on four parts of its body and then mate with something. And for reasons unknown, those tiny, tiny nubs would be passed on to the next generation. Are you beginning to see the problem? And then those nubs would grow longer, and then they would elongate, and then they would form a bend at the middle. And for some reason, calcium deposits would form in the middle and form bones. Are we done yet? I mean, it's beyond stupid. You know, what's amazing to me is that very bright people accept this. And they accept it because they're not as smart as they think they are. They actually haven't thought about it. They've never actually said, well, you're saying that nothing becomes something. That's Big Bang Theory. We'll get to that. And then the cell, which is a rather magical device, a tetrahedron, a buckyball, right? Buckminster Fuller creation, three-dimensional jet fighter factory floor working in all directions on the interior with tiny little robot machines moving things around faster than any molecular biologist can do it. So that's supposed to have happened just by accident. So that's already there in Darwin's world. You're already given that. Oh, okay. We just start with that. You know, like starting a game of Monopoly. You don't have to invent money. You just have money. And then what? A worm is there, and for some reason, cells have decided to multiply and work together and form worms with gastrointestinal systems? You know, like why? Why would that happen? Oh, it was an accident. Why? Why? I mean, is it so wrong to say the universe creates life, the universe is intelligent? Is it so bad to say that? I mean, what would happen? If the universe were intelligent, I don't know, maybe we'd have to treat each other differently. Maybe we would look around and go, you know, we probably shouldn't blow up every single thing to make more plastic. Maybe we should not kill all those Arabs just for the oil to get plastic. Because the universe is watching. The universe is thinking. The universe is us. And it's all alive, and it's a system, and maybe we shouldn't destroy the system, because we're part of the system, we live in the system, we depend on the system, so why are we polluting the system that we can't get out of? It's not like we're above it all. I mean, the water coming out of Pfizer's pipes full of carcinogenic petrochemicals are going into our water supply, are they not? Well, you see, that would be the problem, because, do you get where I'm going? Because anything that impedes the normal flow of money in our system is bad. And that's the premise. You see, people, you know, all these social reformers, they always want to say they believe in change. And they're also foolishly deluded by a hopeful system that was propagated to them by Saturday morning cartoons and feel-good afternoon, you know, feel-good movies and afternoon specials about how you can make a difference if you just stick out and take the beating, whatever. You know, all that Gandhiism doesn't work. I mean, that only worked because England lost the ability to hold on to an empire halfway around the world. You know, they lost World War II. They just didn't have the oil resources, so they couldn't hold on to it. They couldn't do it. You think Gandhi freed India? Really? I mean, the English public finally had video of Indians getting beaten to death by British soldiers. And they said, well, that's quite enough of that. We've just been through it with Sir Hitler, and we don't want any more. So they pulled out. So it all sounds like a sexual reference, I know. So Darwinian evolutionary theory says a worm forms little nubs on its side, and those, for some reason, it mates, and those are passed on. I mean, they're not just erased as a mistake for some reason, which is what would happen, but they're just passed on. And for some reason, 100 generations later, they're a lot longer for reasons that, and they haven't gotten in the way yet. I mean, what is a worm doing with these little sort of rubbery things sticking out? And then for another accidental series of purposes, calcifications occurred inside the worm's body so that the thing that's able to wriggle is now very stiff. Oh, God, it's a very sexual show. Just undertones, you know what I'm saying? I can't help it. And then that bifurcates and then forms an acute angle, a right angle, and for some reason another rubbery bit goes out, and then later there's calcification on the inside that's accompanied by a central axis of that calcified place that starts making blood cells. What? And then a nerve ending goes up all of it just in case. All right. And then you want to get to the fingers? I mean, Darwinism is just beyond stupid. It's beyond fucking stupid. It's just ridiculously dumb. Because they're not able to say, it doesn't seem, it's not even the realm of, it's outside of the realm of probability and possibility that anything this complex happens by accident. We don't even understand what the word accident means in relationship to the way that we use it. If you have a fully operating gravitational system like a planet, then nothing else is an accident. I mean, you're not just given that to work with. In a solar system that works, with a sun that works, there is no such thing as an accident after that. You have a pure genius machine at work, and you don't understand it, period. And then what? Then we'd have to say that life must be eternal, that the information that powers life must be eternal and must be carried on and on and on through all, well, the known and unknown universe, and that it must unfold. It just must unfold like a digital code. Aha, like a digital code. So if you have the computer and you can plow the digital code into it, the chip will unfold that code, as long as the chip was made by people who told it how to unfold that code. And that becomes very interesting, isn't it? Because what we have with Earth is a computer, and what we have coming into it through outer space, through the electromagnetic currents coming through the sun, through the envelope of the magnetosphere, through all of the electromagnetic currents just plowing into the planet. It happens all the time, every second of every day, every millisecond of every second. And that maybe is carrying some sort of code. Well, Sounds crazy. No, it doesn't. I mean, that's the way electricity works. It's electrical. That's how it works. That's what the universe is. All right, Darwinian theory. Which should lead you to the concept of maybe Big Bang isn't true. First, there was nothing which exploded, and then by a priest whose sole intention was to ratify his love of Jesus with his, and Yahweh, or whatever he called it, being a Catholic, with his love why am I not finishing my sentence? It's because I'm checking the chat room. You can go to chattango.com, go to TFR chat room. I want to thank the people who are there right now. Ivy Nurse. Is that Ivy, or do you shoot things into people's arm? That's what I want to know. Hi, Blue Green. Hi, everybody. Thanks for being there. Please enjoy yourselves. Remember, you don't have to take your clothes off to have a good time, but it does help. It does help. So, if it's an electromagnetic universe, then why would we have anything, you know, remotely resembling, first there was nothing which exploded? We don't. It was invented by a priest to justify his two great loves, one which was, you know, Genesis. There was darkness on the face of the deep. The Lord said, let there be light, and then there was light. And math. And he, you know, he was sort of the, I don't know, progenitor of this theoretical math, this Gedankenexperiment, which is what Albert Einstein would call it. Ah, ich habe ein Gedankenexperiment zu machen. A thought experiment? Really? You don't have to do any observation anymore? It's just a thought experiment. Well, what if outer space was a giant, you know, what? Big empty nothing with nothing in it? What if outer space was filled with big empty space monsters? Well, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Why don't we call them black holes and dark matter? These are more theories, current theories, mythological frameworks of science that are completely wrong. Black hole, dark matter, dark energy were all put into place to keep, what? The Big Bang stuff working. Because first there was nothing which exploded. It doesn't make any sense. You can't have a, you know, even a half of a pencil point that becomes everything that is the universe. Now, they'll argue that on the Wikipedia. They'll argue that there are problems with it, but it's still the received wisdom and the truths. And anybody who disagrees that they're black holes, which really were only accepted after Stephen Hawking decided that they were, and because, I guess, I don't know, people thought he was a genius, they decided that he must be right because they couldn't understand what he was saying. I mean, they couldn't understand the concepts because the concepts were fake. I mean, read his bullshit books, Brief History of the Universe. It's all bullshit. It's all theoretical math. None of it's from observation. Even Carl Sagan wouldn't have gone that far. You know, even Carl Sagan with his billions and billions had his feet on the ground. A little bit better than that. Not totally, because he still went for the Big Bang. But he was old enough and from another generation that if it, you know, if you couldn't see it and you couldn't do anything with it, and you couldn't rotate it in your hand like a rock and see it, that it was three-dimensional and feel the weight of the thing, it probably was not a theory. It was an idea. And so is the Iliad and the Odyssey and the Jungle Book and Star Wars. These are all ideas too. And they have great currency. But they're not, you can't do math with them. Current theories, mythological frameworks of science that are completely wrong. So what do we have? AIDS theory, cancer theory, viral theory. Because maybe if I didn't make that clear, all the stuff they used to call viruses, they now call exosomes. All the stuff they used to say, we have to kill you because we found this thing in your blood, they now say, well, we don't know what it is. It's genetic something or other. It's part of, it's an exosome. It's probably just sending information from cell to cell. By the way, when populations have seemed overwhelmed by a viral thing, and I'm talking about inbred tobacco mosaic virus, or people who are exposed to large populations of people that were exposed to large populations of animals. In other words, the Europeans who all went through their couple of plagues met the American Indians here, American, you know, Native Americans. I know. You can never get out of a habit. Like, I'm not supposed to say Indian anymore, but it's just, so you say American Indian or Native American, and then they call, oh, we're Indians. Well, you know, that was a mistake. Yeah, but that's our name now. It doesn't make any difference to us. And so, as I always say to my friends, that's kind of gay, and now I looked on the internet, and I'm not supposed to say that anymore, even though gay means happy, and that's the way I mean it. Speaking of gay, I heard a rumor that Chris Geo said something awful to me. I'm going to have to talk to him later. Not that there would be anything wrong with that. You son of a... To think I did that voiceover for you. Black hole, dark matter, dark energy theory, fake. Plate tectonics theory. Not true. I'm sorry, but this crap was invented in the mid-century, mid-20th century. I mean, the Earth is made of giant plates that sit on top of a rubbery magma. Really? How does that work? And Earth is the only planet in the solar system or universe that does plate tectonics. Okay, I'm out. Okay, only one. Science said it's the only one. In other words, it's a singularity. Captain, we're not sure what it is. It seems to be a singularity. Thank you, Mr. Data. Fuck off. You understand, a singularity is something that they made up on Star Trek. It means that we made it up. Singularity. There's only one of them. We made it up. It's not true. Well, the Big Bang happened. It was a singularity. What do you mean? We can't reproduce it, and we only say that it happened. Really? That's like the time I had sex with three girls at once. It was a singularity. It never happened. Plate tectonics theory, they say, that Wikipedia says, is only happens on Earth. It's the only place that that happens. So you know they're lying. They say that these plates move around, and the continents, which have 600-kilometer routes, are dug into these things, and then the plates, which are, of course, made of rock, decide to bend, which is a strange thing for rock to do, and then they dive right through each other, and then the continents get sucked closer and further away from each other. But when the continents touch, like a pinball game, they can't get sucked together, so they just get sucked in a different direction. And really, no, that's it. You go look up National Geographic plate tectonics video. They have their, I'm air quoting, scientific model of what plate tectonics would look like through their make-believe version of time, and it looks like rubber duckies in a bathtub getting pushed around by a child. It's just nonsense. It's just absolutely stupefying. Stupefy! So that's enough there. Current theories, mythological frameworks of science that are completely wrong. We have AIDS theory, which says that you have sex and then you don't get sick, and you don't have anything that shows up on your genitals, but you got sick because you have sex. And then 10, 20, 30, 40, or 50 years later, or maybe never, you die within 6 months for reasons that we're still working on, send cash, we don't understand. And the reasons that you die is essentially that you get candida. Really, candida. Like all of the diseases they have, we now would just call fungal infection, candida, yeast infections, etc. Really. All of that crap that the gay guys got when they were doing handfuls of antibiotics and shoving benzene up their colons and huffing carcinogens like the nitrate drugs, amyl butyl nitrate, I gotta look that up. Poppers. When they were huffing these carcinogens and taking handfuls, fistfuls of antibiotics because they had so many real STDs that show up on your genitals and hurt. Parasitic infections, bowel infections, bleeding out everything that you can. Taking all these drugs for all of those problems, killing their liver, killing their mitochondria, killing their intestines, killing their gut. And so they got candida, bad candida, fungal infections, really bad candida. It's what we would call it now. At the time, well, it's very confusing. It's a very rare, weak strain of a fungal infection. Why is it overwhelming them? Because they took antibiotics for 2 years, you stupid assholes. That's why. That's why it made them sick, because they took antibiotics for 2 or 3 years, you stupid, stupid assholes. That's why, AIDS establishment, you assholes. That's why. It's not complicated. And that's what they give them now. They give them AIDS drugs, which what? Kill their bone marrow, kill their mitochondria, kill their cells, and then they die. But at least it kills the fungal infection, so they die without any fungal infections. Now you understand AIDS. That's AIDS theory. It's all crap. Cancer theory, we did. Viral theory, we did. Genetic theory, we really did. Darwinian evolutionary theory, we did. Big Bang, we covered. Plate tectonics, we covered. Oh, vaccine theory. Current theories, mythological frameworks of science that are completely wrong. Vaccine theory, it's not true. If you break the skin and put poison into the muscle and fat, adipose tissue, the blood, all you get is a massive inflammatory reaction. That's it. You don't get any magic there. You don't get, oh, you're producing antibodies. You produce antibodies every time you eat a ho-ho. Believe me, that is not food. You don't want to put that in yourself. You don't want to inject it into yourself. You don't want to put it in your mouth. It's plastic and oil. I mean, really, there are petroleum products in this stuff. You don't want to eat this. But you break the skin, put stuff you've siphoned out of tissue samples. I mean, that's how you make a vaccine, by the way, an animal tissue sample, dog tissue sample, monkey tissue sample, chicken tissue sample. And then we're supposed to be afraid of, you know, animals. Like, oh, you might get the dog flu or the cat flu or the feline AIDS flu or the bird flu or the snail flu or the rat flu. Well, you really can get disease from rats because they're, right, they carry fleas. And that's a known vector for disease, isn't it? Huh? Those tiny little things that bite you and inject stuff into your blood. Wait a second. Hold on. Wait a tick. I just made a connection. If they inject stuff into your blood and that makes you sick, and then we inject stuff into your blood and it doesn't cause autism. But a lot of people say their kid got autism after being injected. Wait a second. Hold on. No, this is an unapproved thought. Call the thought police. Wah, wah. So that was one of my many FBI social network posts. I'm posting a lot because I'm just pushing a lot of ideas through the mill, or they're pushing me.